Ephesians 6:12 tells us, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." From this passage, we understand that we are in a spiritual battle. We do not fight against people, but against evil spiritual forces. Satan, our adversary, tries to defeat us with strategies and deceptions. He is called the father of lies and everything false in John 8:44. He lies to you and me, planting doubts and distrust in our minds. The devil doesn't reveal the entire lie at once. He starts bombarding our minds with a carefully crafted pattern of persistent ideas, suspicions, doubts, worries, reasonings, and hypotheses. He moves slowly and deliberately, as well-laid plans take time. Remember, he has a battle strategy and spends a lot of time studying us. He knows our likes, dislikes, vulnerabilities, flaws, and fears. To tear down these strongholds, we need the spiritual weapons mentioned in 2 Corinthians 10, 4-5. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Satan tries to establish strongholds in our minds through deliberate preparation and cunning deception. A stronghold is a place where we are held captive due to a particular way of thinking. The Apostle Paul teaches us that we have the necessary weapons to defeat these strongholds. Jesus said to the Jews who believed in him, "If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." John 8:31-32. To defeat Satan's lies, we must immerse ourselves in the knowledge of God's truth. God's word is conveyed to us through preaching, teaching, books, recordings, seminars, and private Bible study. It is essential to continue in the word until it becomes a revelation through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. In Mark 4:24, Jesus warns us, "Take heed what ye hear. With what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you, and unto you that hear shall more be given." This means that the amount of thought and study we dedicate to the truth will determine the amount of virtue and knowledge we receive in return. Praise and prayer are other spiritual weapons at our disposal. Praise defeats the devil more quickly than any other strategy, but it must be genuine praise from the heart, not just lip service or a method being tested to see if it works. Both praise and prayer involve the Bible. We give thanks to God for his word and goodness. Prayer is a relationship with the Trinity. It is coming to God to ask for help or talk about a problem we are facing. Developing a good personal relationship with the Father is essential for a successful prayer life. Jesus is a close friend who gave his life for you. The Holy Spirit is your helper and is always with you. Allow him to help you. Use God's word in your prayers as we approach God based on his word and our needs. Our weapons are spiritual, not carnal, as Paul teaches us in 2 Corinthians. In the wilderness, even Jesus used the weapon of the word to overcome the devil. In Luke 4, 1-13, we read that Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, was led into the wilderness where he was tempted by the devil for 40 days. Jesus responded to each temptation with God's word, saying, "It is written." The devil tried to deceive Jesus, but he always responded with the truth of the scriptures. The truth is always exposed through the Bible, but not everyone is willing to receive it. Acknowledging and dealing with our flaws is a difficult task. Often we rationalize our bad actions and allow our past to negatively impact our lives. While our past may explain why we are suffering, we should not use it as a justification to remain in bondage. Jesus is always ready to fulfill his promise of setting the captives free if we are willing to follow him to the end. There is a struggle within our minds, and the mind is the battlefield. But the good news is that God is on our side. In Proverbs 23:7 we read, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart is not with thee." This shows the critical importance of right thinking. Our thoughts are powerful and have the ability to create. In Romans 8:5, Paul teaches us, "For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit." This means that if we think about fleshly things, we will walk in the flesh, but if we think about spiritual things, we will walk in the Spirit. Renewing the mind with thoughts aligned with God's Word is vital for a victorious Christian life. The discipline of the mind is the greatest challenge. We must train our eyes and avoid excessive indulgence in entertainments that contaminate our thoughts. Jesus said in Mark 9:47, "And if thine eye offend thee, pluck it out. It is better for thee to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than having two eyes to be cast into hell fire." The responsibility for protection is ours. We must guard our hearts diligently, for out of it are the issues of life. Proverbs 4:23. It is better to sacrifice temporary comforts than to allow sin to destroy our lives. Job gave us an example by making a covenant with his eyes not to look with lust at a virgin. Job 31:1. The mind also encompasses the tongue. Jesus taught us that out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh. Matthew 12:34. Paul exhorts us in Ephesians 5:3-4 to avoid all forms of impurity, immorality, greed, foolish talk, and coarse jokes, but instead give thanks to God. We must establish disciplinary boundaries in our lives. Avoid verbal intimacies with people other than your spouse, and do not share personal problems inappropriately. Often, cases of infidelity begin with friendly touches and sympathetic shoulders. Accountability and responsibility are key to maintaining purity and integrity. Prayer is a vital discipline. Pray every day, especially for purity. Involve your spouse and friends in your prayers, and pray for them too. Memorize scriptures and fill yourself with God's Word. Jesus resisted the devil's temptations by quoting precise passages from the Old Testament, Matthew 4:1-11. The psalmist asked, "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word." Psalm 119:9. Memorizing specific Bible passages, such as 1 Thessalonians 4:3-8 and Job 31:1, helps us keep our minds and hearts pure. Divine consciousness sustains us. Joseph resisted the temptations of Potiphar's wife because he said, "How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?" Genesis 39:9. We must flee youthful lusts and pursue righteousness, faith, love and peace. 2 Timothy 2:22. Our culture oppresses us with its obsessions, and many in the church have succumbed. To avoid becoming statistics, we must discipline ourselves and maintain a firm mind on God. The most enlightening example in God's Word is the experience of King David, as recorded in 2 Samuel 11. He did not plan to sin on that fateful day, but succumbed to temptation. It is crucial to guard our hearts, as Proverbs 4:23 says. In 1 Peter 1:13, we are exhorted to gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. The mind is the primary target of the devil's attacks, for it is the seat of our decisions and life vision. If the devil can control our minds, he can control us, but God's word guides us to a life of peace and victory. In Romans 12:2 we read, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Renewing the mind daily is essential to resist the enemy's attacks and maintain a spiritual perspective. Be mindful of your thoughts and keep your mind focused on the things of God. Do not be influenced by the negativity around you. In Proverbs 23:7, we are reminded that as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Our thoughts shape our reality. Joy is essential to overcome the devil's snares. Philippians 4:4 instructs us to rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say, rejoice. Joy gives us strength and keeps us steadfast against the enemy's attacks. Depression makes us victims, but joy makes us champions. Joy also paves the way for divine revelations. Without revelation, there is no faith, and without faith, there is no victory. 1 John 5:4. Sing praises to the Lord and maintain a constant spirit of gratitude. Fill your home with music and praise, living in constant gratitude to God. In Ephesians 6:10-18, Paul describes the armor of God, a powerful metaphor for the spiritual tools we have at our disposal to face battles against evil forces. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. And therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. The armor of God consists of several elements, each with its own purpose and importance. 1. Belt of truth. Truth is fundamental in spiritual warfare. Jesus is the truth, John 14:6, and God's word is the truth, John 17:17. Truth frees us from the enemy's lies and allows us to live with integrity. 2. Breastplate of righteousness. God's righteousness protects us against the enemy's accusations and attacks. In Christ, we are justified and clothed in righteousness, 2 Corinthians 5:21. 3. Shoes of the preparation of the gospel of peace. The gospel gives us peace and prepares us to face the enemy with confidence. God's peace guards our hearts and minds, Philippians 4:7. 4. Shield of faith. Faith is our defense against the enemy's attacks. With faith, we can quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Faith comes by hearing the word of God, Romans 10:17. 5. Helmet of salvation. Salvation protects our minds and gives us assurance in our position in Christ. Our minds must be firmly anchored in the hope of salvation, 1 Thessalonians 5:8. 6. Sword of the Spirit. The sword of the Spirit is the word of God. It is a powerful offensive weapon against the enemy. Jesus used God's word to resist temptations in the wilderness, Matthew 4:1-11. 7. Prayer. Prayer is a vital part of God's armor. Praying always, with all prayer and supplication, keeps us connected to God and strengthened in the Spirit. Many stories in the Bible illustrate the nature of spiritual battles and God's victory over evil forces. Let's explore some of these stories to better understand how God fights for us and equips us to overcome. Daniel in the lion's den, Daniel 6. Daniel was a man of prayer and faithfulness to God. When Daniel's enemies conspired against him, they had King Darius sign a decree that forbade prayer to any god or man except the king for 30 days. However, Daniel continued to pray to God, as he always did. As a result, he was thrown into the lion's den. But God sent an angel to shut the lion's mouths, and Daniel was saved. This story shows the importance of faithfulness and prayer amid trials. God protects and fights for those who are faithful to him. 2. Elijah on Mount Carmel, 1 Kings 18. The prophet Elijah confronted the prophets of Baal in an epic showdown on Mount Carmel. He challenged the prophets of Baal to call on their God to light a sacrificial offering. Despite their efforts, the prophets of Baal failed. Elijah then prayed to God, and the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the sacrifice, the wood, the stones, and even the water around the altar. This powerful demonstration of God's power led the people to acknowledge that the Lord is God. Elijah showed courage and confidence in God, and God responded with power. 3. Jesus heals the demon-possessed man in the Gadarenes, Mark 5:1-20. Jesus encountered a man possessed by a legion of demons in the region of the Gadarenes. The man lived among the tombs and could not be restrained by chains. Jesus commanded the demons to leave the man and enter a herd of pigs, which then ran into the sea. The man was freed and returned to his right mind. This story illustrates Jesus' power over demonic forces and his compassion for those bound by evil. The deliverance of the demon-possessed man shows that no one is beyond the reach of Jesus' redeeming power. Paul and Silas in prison, Acts 16:16-40. Paul and Silas were imprisoned in Philippi after casting out a spirit of divination from a young slave girl. Even in prison, they prayed and sang praises to God. During the night, an earthquake opened the prison doors and loosed the chains of all the prisoners. The jailer, desperate, was about to commit suicide, but Paul stopped him, and he and his entire family were converted to the Lord. This story demonstrates the power of praise and prayer, even in adversity. God intervenes miraculously to free his servants and transform lives. Renewing the mind is crucial in spiritual warfare. Our thoughts determine our actions and eventually our destiny. In Romans 12:2, Paul exhorts us, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Renewing the mind is replacing worldly and negative thoughts with divine and positive thoughts. In Philippians 4:8, Paul gives us a guide for our thoughts. "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things." Jesus is our perfect example in all things, including spiritual warfare. He faced temptation, persecution, and ultimately the crucifixion, but he always remained faithful to God and his mission. In the wilderness, Jesus used the word of God to resist Satan's temptations, Matthew 4:1-11. On the cross, he prayed to the Father, showing us the importance of prayer amid suffering, Luke 23:34. The Holy Spirit is our helper in spiritual warfare. He guides us, teaches us, and empowers us to live according to God's will. In John 14:26, Jesus said, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." The Holy Spirit also gives us discernment to recognize the enemy's lies and the strength to resist them. In 1 John 4:4 we read, "Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." We are not alone in the spiritual battle. God has given us the Christian community to support and encourage us. In Hebrews 10:24-25, we are exhorted, "And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching." Fellowship with other believers strengthens us and helps us to stand firm in the faith. Together we can pray, study God's word, and share our struggles and victories. Prayer is a powerful weapon in spiritual warfare. In James 5:16 we read, "Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." Fasting, combined with prayer, is a spiritual practice that helps us focus on God and seek his guidance and strength. In Matthew 6:16-18, Jesus taught about the importance of fasting and how it should be done with sincerity and humility. We are in a spiritual war, but we are not helpless. God has given us all the weapons and tools necessary to win. We must put on the armor of God, renew our minds with God's word, pray without ceasing, praise God from the heart, and remain in fellowship with other believers. With these practices, we can resist the devil and live a victorious life in Christ. Remember Paul's words in Ephesians 6:10-11. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. God is faithful and stands by our side in every battle. With him, we are more than conquerors.